And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. We are having lots of fun talking fishing and talking fast lane today. We got Ron Lane in the studio. As we said at the beginning of the show, Pete Gray is out. He'll be back next week. Had a great trip to Florida, so we'll look here into hearing about some fun fishing and diving from them. And then Corey's with our Let's Talk Hookup group with Cast Tours down at Lake El Salto, at Billy Chapman Sr.'s great spot down there. So a couple of great things to come next weekend. And speaking of next weekend, that's been the big focus today. We are talking about the 8th annual San Diego Bay Bass Seminar and Sale going on down at Dana Landing Market, Fast Lane Sailing. Huge seminar, huge sale, lots of food, lots of fishing, vendors and fun, and man, we're having a great time talking fishing, and we want to talk to you. If you want to join us in the second hour here on Let's Talk Hookup, 833-288-0973. That's how you get in on the fun, 833-288-0973. Not only are you going to get your chance to talk to Ron Lane, but also your chance at winning that custom Anza fillet knife, a hand-built custom Anza knife, as well as the 2020 sport fishing calendar from our good buddy Bill Varnay. We're really excited to get to give away those two prizes today. Going to be lots of fun for the second hour. Speaking of lots of fun, the big event is coming up. We got Dwayne Patton out from the San Diego Anglers Club on the line. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Ron, you've been giving lots of information out about the seminar next Sunday down at your place here, but there's one piece of information I haven't heard yet. Is your wife, Debbie, going to be making cookies?
Good call.
Oh, boy. I'm afraid to answer that.
No, that'll be the last day that you can sign up for the tournament down there. I just replenished all the entry forms in the tackle shops again yesterday. Fisherman's was out again. This will be the third time I've replenished it. And we went online. We've downloaded 350 forms from their website. So there's lots of forms that are out there. They just need to be sent in. So if everybody would get them in the mail or come on down to the seminar and turn them in, that would be great.
That's awesome, buddy.
Hey, Dwayne, I just want to thank you and your club for putting on this this competition, this tournament. I mean, that's so much work. I'm just so impressed by that, your group. I mean, there's got to be a number of volunteers to participants. I think you probably have as many volunteers helping on this thing as you do participants.
Yes, we had a club meeting on Wednesday night. Mike Cazelli, he's my friend that helps me put this on, and he filled up. We asked for volunteers, and he filled up a legal pad instantly with people that were willing to come down and help with the event down there. So yeah, we have a great club and a great group of volunteers.
That's
whoever thought that 23 years ago this little tournament would turn into this giant event. Whoever thought it would be a 2-week deal?
Well,
whoever thought that?
I got into it kind of late, so I saw it when it was just going Richter. I mean, I'm going, wow, look at all this stuff going on. I'm just so impressed. Anybody that wants to get involved in a low-key tournament needs to just be a part of this.
Big time.
I mean, it's just worth it.
Even if you're not able to fish, you need to come down just to see the event. And I know everybody's welcome to the awards banquet and everybody's welcome to come down to the seminar and see it ahead of time. Everybody's welcome to come watch the weigh-in, get in on the raffle, get in on the food, get in on the fun. But
yeah, it has a carnival kind of atmosphere.
It does. It's a really
good
time,
right,
Dwayne.
Nobody's ever put it like that, but yeah, you're right. It's got a carnival-type atmosphere, exactly.
And the big thing,
the only thing we're missing is cotton candy.
The big thing is too, it's just a very easy tournament to participate in. You know, you don't need to, and everybody, I mean, that's the thing that I love so much about it, is absolutely everybody has a shot at winning this thing. You know,
three bites.
Yeah, you need three bites and a kayak, and you can win the whole thing. You know, you don't need to have a $100,000 go fast triple outboard boat to be competitive. I mean, it has been won in darn near everything that floats.
Well, you know? Now that you mention that,
exactly.
There was a gentleman that's powerboat broke down.
Mm-hmm.
So he went and borrowed or got a kayak.
Tony Souza.
Oh, you remember that? He had
Tony
an Outback,
Souza, yes.
A Hobie Outback, and he would have won both divisions.
Yeah.
He fished his kayak in the boat division because he couldn't get a refund. And he won the boat division in a kayak.
That's the thing.
That's correct. That's
absolutely
correct.
That's right. That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. He just put it
on the beach, and he paddled out in front of Shelter Island, and he was limited to where he could go because he didn't have a Mirage drive. He just had a paddle.
Oh, he did have it. He had an Outback.
Kayak. Yeah.
Yeah, and he just stayed out front and got three big bites and won the tournament there.
I dig it. And, you know, and it's just kind of open to everybody. It's not an elitist thing. If you want to, you know, if you want to fish a chunk of squid, you can do that. If you want to fish a 5-inch viejo, you can do that too. It's just, it's open to all, and it's a fun time, and it's a lot lesser about, you know, the machismo and a lot more about having a great time and fun and having a barbecue afterwards with all your buds and hopefully ribbing your buddy because you caught three bigger sand bass than he did.
Absolutely.
You know,
the tournament within the tournament.
That's right. You know, I spend a lot of time down at the weigh station there when they're weighing fish, and I don't know how many times I've heard somebody say, "Well, I only caught two fish, but they were good ones. They were 2-pounders." And I said, "Did you weigh?" And they go, "Well, no. I thought you needed three." I said, "No, it's a weight tournament here.
Yeah.
You would have been in the money if you would have weighed that." And I show them the board, and I say, "Look, there's people at 4 pounds that are in the money right now." So it doesn't take a giant weight.
I can't tell you how many stories we've heard of guys, you know, right at the beginning of the tournament, they said, "Man, right when the tide turned, we had a bunch of, you know, 14.5-inchers, and we just kept chucking them over because we knew they weren't gonna do what it took to win." And then exactly as you said, then they got two nice big bites, you know, two 2.5-pounders. And then they couldn't get another bite the rest of the day. And
right.
One of those 14.5-inchers they chucked over would have put them, you know, way up the board.
That's why you have a bait tank, right?
That's exactly right. I hope we have lots of stories this year at the weigh, and I hope we do. But lots of interest. It's unbelievable how much interest we have going on for the tournament this year. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's been 3 years since we've had it, but it's outstanding how much interest we're getting.
Well, we're really excited, Dwayne. So give us the rundown, the event, the times, and again, the last opportunity to enter will be next weekend at the big sale at Fastlane.
That's correct. The club will have a booth down there, so you can come and sign up anytime you want. We'll have plenty of entry forms down there. And if you can't make it down to the seminar because you live a long ways away, you can certainly drop it in the mail. But we'll be there all day long to answer your questions about the tournament, the fishing side. That's what the seminar is for. And just come down and sign up for the tournament there. And then this raffle thing that you're talking about, that's brand new, so that's pretty cool. So what we will do, we just happen to know a guy with Penn. We have some Penn reels here. We'll donate a Penn Fathoms single speed 15 to this CCA Friends of Rollo raffle. We'll bring one down, and we'll throw it on the raffle pile there.
See, you are the best club in town.
That's cool, Dwayne. Well, we appreciate it, buddy. Great job. We will look forward to seeing you next weekend at Dana Landing. Again, starting off with the live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll look forward to seeing the booth down there. It's a great tournament. I mean, we can't talk enough about what a good time it is, and I really, truly do. I hope that everybody comes down because, again, like you were saying, not only are you supporting a great time, but you're supporting a great club, and I know this is the club's big fundraiser of the year. You guys always donate a nice check to a very worthy charity every year, and it keeps the club going so we can do fun stuff like this.
Okay, well, we'll see you next Sunday. People, when I'm talking on the phone, they think it's Saturday. It's Sunday. It's next Sunday there.
You got it. Dwayne, we appreciate it very much, and we will look forward to talking to you at the big sale.
Thanks.
All right, Dwayne, appreciate the phone call very much. Phones are absolutely packed up. We have one line still available. One line if you want to get through. That's 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into the phones. Got a first-time caller on the line, Peter. And, Peter, we always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Rick. This is Pete Rorick. How you doing? I'm promotion side of Senior Anglers. I'm the vice president there now.
All right.
Hey, question for Ron and if Corey's there. Are you guys going on any of the kayak trips that you've got going down to Cedros?
Oh,
and I know we got the Islander trip already full. And is Adrian going to be there as well as Corey at the seminar to give us all the stuff we need?
Well, as far as the kayak trips, good luck trying to keep Ron out of one of those, Cedros kayak fishing trips. That's becoming second home status.
Elbows out. No, I love going down to Cedros Island. That is a bucket list trip. If you haven't gone, go. I mean, it's just, that is the greatest time. It's like you're fishing with your crazy Uncle Jeff. You know, and he's got all these, I mean, he's got beautiful pongas, brand new Hobie Outbacks with fish finders. You can have bait tanks on them. I mean, he's got all the best equipment. You're in the best venue to kayak fish I can imagine.
Yeah.
And I every time I go, it's different. Every time I go, I have some kind of, wow, can you believe that happened?
Right.
And, yeah, it's just like one of those things. And if you have any of you dads have a couple sons, take them with you.
Yeah, perfect trip.
You can't. That's the money. Whatever it costs, it's not enough. It's just the best thing ever.
That's cool.
And I've gone several times. I've taken several friends. Everybody I've taken goes back.
That's great.
So at some point, there's going to be no room every year. I'm getting worried about that.
Now, are you going to be hosting? You'll be hosting multiple trips again down this year.
Yeah,
awesome.
Oh boy, if Pete lets me do it, I'm in.
Yeah, and they sell out fast. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Unfortunately, Jeff's under the radar operation that we've all loved so much and been able to go down there and experience has really caught fire in the last couple of years, and it is no secret anymore. So, Peter, if you're wanting to go, I would highly recommend getting your spots booked. And we kind of talked about this yesterday when Lori from American Angler was here. If you know you're going to go, I highly recommend getting your spot booked before the Long Beach show.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the time when so many people go up there with their buds and, hey, let's open the books. Let's see what trip we got. Okay, we'll take that one. So if you know you're wanting to go, sneak in before the crowd does and secure your spot, because all those spots get gobbled up at the shows.
A lot of times I'm in the store and a guy will come in and he'll go, yeah, tell me about that Islander trip where you go out to San Clemente Island. You mean the one that's full?
Yeah, with a waiting list.
Their facial expression goes, oh. Yeah, do it now.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, even on that trip, get on the waiting list. Because there are things that happen. If you want to go, just get your name on there. And, you know, there are times that I've seen countless trips be full for 9 months out of the year. And then 3 weeks before it's time to go, you know, this happens or that happens. Or this group of four people all had to bail at the same time. And boom, a spot pops up. So get your name on a waiting list and go. But, I mean, what more can you say about one of those Cedros kayak trips? You nailed it. It's a bucket list trip that you need to go on.
That's right. And then as far as the 8th annual Bay Bass Seminar, you can't talk to better guys of how to win that tournament than on that list.
Great call.
Corey, Afrin, Benny, Matt, these guys have all done it for years, and they're really fun to listen to. So I would be there and make sure you write down all your best questions. I made Ricky write down questions, and I'm going to be using those questions, because who better than Ricky to ask the questions?
It's going to be fun, man. Hey, we'll look forward to seeing you down there, Pete. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Hey, we got our buddy Scott Sherman is on the line right now. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. Very good show. Love it when Ron's on talking kayak.
Always fun.
Yeah, I got a question for Ron. You know, that directional mirage drive that you're talking about, can you explain that a little more? Because, you know, one of the issues I had, you know, I was kayaking before the mirage drive even came out. When it came out, you know, there was issues with no reverse and those type of things. This directional mirage drive sounds like a game changer. And then secondly, can you set that Mirage drive, the directional one, as like a rudder, so when you're drifting down a weed line or something, you know, you get the tide, the current, it can mess up your kayak. Can you adjust that like a rudder to keep your kayak in the right trajectory, so to speak?
Yeah, Scott, those are great questions. We on the new 180, that is really all you need. But I mean, I'm just amazed at the 180 because you can go backwards. It's really simple, and you can get out of all these areas and, you know, back out of boiler rocks, stay in an area. But this new 360, it is a belt-driven drive, meaning you have two handles on your left hand, and you can point it whichever way you point the top handle, your drive is facing, so you can literally pedal in that direction. So you can go diagonally, sideways, backwards, any direction you want. And when you couple that with the rudder, you can spin a donut, just like an army tank. Yeah. You can just basically go rip and go the other way.
I would almost say, you know, to better answer your question, not only can you use it, you know, use the rudder to keep yourself going down a weed line, you can go down a weed line without having drift or current or so, you know, you could literally push the boat sideways if you don't have the condition to keep you going down, you know, a particular piece of structure. Now you can point that boat in whichever way you want.
Now we'll have one of the 360s at this event, and we've got Trevor, you know, Sean's son from
Fisherman's Processing,
and he's our top gun kayaker. And he's going to be out demonstrating some moves. And now he learned these moves from Phil, the guy who designed this thing.
Cool.
We thought we were pretty good. And you saw us out in the water practicing one time.
I was there.
We thought we were pretty good at making this thing move. But when Phil, who designed it, he'd been working on it 7 years. When he came out with that drive and showed us how to do it, he made us look like we were beginners. It freaked me out. He was so good. We played tag with the boats. So we're literally trying to touch another boat, like bumper cars.
Right.
We couldn't catch him. We couldn't touch him. He could just move any direction much better than we could. So it's a learned thing. We're going to have Trevor demonstrating some of those moves at the show or at the seminar.
One thing that I think it's a great thing to talk about that we haven't mentioned yet, and you talked about Phil, who's like the mad scientist designer, is in addition to designing the 360 drive, was the kick-up fins, the kick-up option that came, you know, from the brain of the same mad scientist.
Well, I can't, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Ricky, because that kick-up thing, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, we brushed on it, the 180 is great, the 360 is brilliant. This is an amazing technology. But in that, he designed a way for those fins to kick out. And that doesn't seem like much because it's kind of shadowed by the fact that you can go any direction.
Mm-hmm.
But we literally took it over on Mission Bay where that big pipe is that has the bulkheads that are big cement bulkheads.
Right.
And we ran that drive over those bulkheads and kicked them out and kept pedaling, and they'd lock back in. We'd keep going. They'd kick out again. I looked at that, and I go, oh, my goodness. That's, like, the biggest feature because now you're never going to do any damage to your Mirage drive.
Yeah, so basically if you run over any type of obstruction, you know, as soon as it feels a little bit of pressure, those fins just let loose. They suck right up to the hull, and then with the next, you know, stroke of the pedal, they're put right back into place again.
You're not bending things. You're not breaking things.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it kind of blew my mind.
I'll bet.
But now that movement, Derwin Chang, he's got one.
Tournament guy, yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully my new team guy. he's going to be at the seminar, and he's fishing a lot of lakes and structure and things, and he says it's just a game changer.
That's cool.
And I'm excited about it. I can make them go pretty good, but after watching Phil do it, it's a learned thing.
Yeah.
You can really learn to make them do some strange maneuvers. I mean, and in a kayak when you're tournament fishing, getting the right attitude on your boat. We talked about that when you were drifting in the bay, how your boat drifts over those structures.
Sure.
Is either going to have a small window of casting or you're going to have a big broad one where
right.
you can get more shots at a zone. So I think it's important to have a boat that you can really angle and get you comfortable, particularly in tournament fishing.
That's a great call. Sherm, you ready for a new 360 drive?
I'm thinking about it, buddy. I mean, you know, I like getting into tight to the rocks, you know, for lobstering and hooping and that kind of thing.
Oh,
on the kayak. It just gives
that's
me
a whole
other
thing, hooping.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's a good call.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and the kayak gives you a big advantage, and being able to reverse those things or go sideways away from the rocks when you need to, that sounds like it could be an absolute game changer.
I dig it. Sherm, appreciate it very much, man. We'll look forward to seeing you soon, and maybe we'll see you down at the Big Bay Bass Seminar in Sail.
Yeah, you bet, buddy. I'm gonna. Well, actually, I told my wife we'd be camping in the desert that weekend, but I'll be with you in spirit.
Smart man. Good call. All right, buddy. Well, we appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Ron, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Every single phone line is full, and they are dying to talk to you. So let's jump right back into it. Why don't we start it off with John? John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, John?
Hey, so my question is, you guys have the sponsor for where you can be a member and you can rent boats. And I was wondering if you were a member or if you became a member, would you be able to rent a boat to fish in the Bay Bass Tournament? Because I don't have a boat.
I know they're renting power boats, but I'm not sure who's doing that.
I think you're talking about Freedom Boat Club, maybe? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. One of your sponsors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The short answer is yes. You know, Freedom Boat Club definitely has boats both in San Diego Bay and in Mission Bay. And, I mean, I've seen them. The reason I'm confident in saying yes is I've seen multiple Freedom boats fishing in the tournament before. So, you know, now I don't know how it goes about reserving the space or spot or anything like that. But the short answer is definitely yes, because I've seen Freedom Boat Club participate in the event. And I know that they have a location both in San Diego and in Mission Bay. So. Absolutely, John. It's a great way to do it. And the, you know, that like I said, that cool thing about being a member of that Freedom Boat Club is you get your choice of, you know, of whichever, you know, whichever side of the bay you're in. So, and then so a great opportunity and certainly a good chance to get through. John, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our fishdope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, Ron, how are you guys today?
Doing great, yeah. Buddy. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we are definite in the winter mode. There was couple thousand sand dabs caught yesterday at a couple of the landings. So.
Telltale sign.
That tells you that the water's getting a little chilly. But that being said, there's still good bass fishing along the edges of the kelp. If you find some conditions, there's still some pretty good calico bass fishing. A lot of shorts, a lot of picking up and down the coast. But, you know, like I said, we're in that cold water part of the year. But they're getting a little whack of that yellowtail down the line there occasionally when they're rockfish fishing down off Colonnette. So there's still fish around. Then that tournament, you guys should have a really good time. It looks like the weather is going to be spectacular next weekend right now, at least what they're showing on buoy weather. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. And the list of guests, you can't go wrong, like Ron keeps saying, a who's who of the bay fishing thing. So that's going to be fun for you guys. And then, Ricky, I'm letting you know, just so you don't get mad at me, but I put a whole bunch of new spots up on my website. All down there in your neck of the woods, because everybody's been begging for stuff in San Diego. So if you go to your saltwater guide and look, I got into Ricky's book and I put you guys a whole bunch of spots out there for you guys to go catch fish and watch Rick catch fish.
Hey man, there's never anything bad for extra tricks in the bag, man. I'll be jumping on that website and jumping on it myself, man. Nothing like having extra dots on the meter. Well, we appreciate that.
Exactly.
That's the cool thing about your website is you're constantly updating, constantly adding things, whether it's things like this particular spots, whether it's how-to videos, how to learn how to fly a kite or rig a bait or catch a rockfish for that matter, and you kind of cover all things, and there's never a time when there's not something new constantly being added to the website.
Well, thank you, Rick. And I just went out with Mike and Nate from Bear Flag and shot a whole 8-part series on that new thing called deep dropping. So I got the whole from the guy.
Good call, buddy.
Those guys have caught over 500 fish in the last 4 years. So you might want to know what they know.
What a great idea that was. And when will we look forward to seeing those make it to the website?
We're going to start, I'm editing them now. So by the end of February, the first set, because according to some of the guys, that fish usually takes a little powder in January, February. So by the time March starts, you guys will have a great plan on how to do this. So March will be the kickoff of the new deep drop part of the website.
What a great call. Well, appreciate it very much, Dave. We'll look forward to seeing that. We'll look forward to seeing all the videos. San Diego spots up now. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you and your saltwater guide, how do we do it?
Well, go to my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, or look me up on the web. Look me up on Facebook at Dave Hansen, or look me up on YouTube at Your Saltwater Guide. All those things are going to lead you right back to catching fish.
Great job. Appreciate that. And speaking of catching fish, if you want to find out what's going on with the latest information on the water, fishdope.com, you can save $20 off of a brand new membership to Fishdope by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Again, HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20. Danny and the boys will keep you up to date with the latest fishing info. Dave, appreciate it. Great job on the report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, pay attention to Fish Dope, because Kelly and I are going fishing this afternoon, so you guys might want to see what we catch.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you.
Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you then. Again, that catch report today, sponsored by the exact prize that we're giving away today, and the knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and it's easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Also, Anza Knives offer knives for military, law enforcement, hunting, and more. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, and go get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing, and I'll bet you can probably check out that Fish Pro series next week at the big sale, because I know Fisherman's Processing is going to be part of the crew down there. They'll usually have their spices and rubs and all the great stuff that they always display at the big seminar sale down at Dana Landing. So, hey, again, appreciate that very much. Phones are packed, Ron. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Phones have been busy. Everybody's excited, wanting to talk kayak and wanting to talk fishing. Seminar and sale are on. We're going to jump back into it. Before we jump into the phones, we got a guy that I know really likes him some fast lane kayaks. And that's our buddy Bart Hall is on the line right now. What's up, Bart?
Good morning, Ricky. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great, buddy. Having a good time with Ron, just talking fishing, having good times.
Hi, Ron. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bart. What's happening?
I got to see that 360 at ICAST, and I've been very excited about it. And hearing that question that guy asked, I started thinking here. When we get to San Diego, Ron, what I think I want to do is, on that big pool where the dogs are, there's room in that pool for two of those kayaks. Where I want to do at least one 45-minute session a day where we show people how that works in the water. And there's a bleachers there for about 200 people. We've got, you know, good audio there to talk about it. And then I thought, just if we could get two in there, maybe we could have people try it on the water with somebody on the water with him and the other one to show them what's going on.
God, that's brilliant.
I dig it, man. That'd be cool.
Every time he comes up with ideas, I just say yes. I mean, from the very beginning, I was just talking about you and your dad when the first time you walked in my shop and you said, you know, I think you can sell those sailboats that you're selling there, Ron, at my fishing show. And my jaw kind of dropped. I said, what? Boy, and we sure enough did.
You sure enough did, and then you went and had a bunch of kids, too. So
that was... I'm not sure that was what caused it, but...
Well, Bart, we sure are getting excited about the show. Like, the show feeling is getting very palpable when it starts to get to this point. We're on the official countdown. I know the boys we're already busy packing boxes at the tackle store, getting ready for it. And it's just, man, talking to Mike yesterday about saying, you know, record sellout, how you guys sold out faster than you ever have before. It just, the feeling sure is there with the great fishing that we've had in past years and how successful the shows have been. It just, I don't think that there's been a better hyped or more electric feeling for Fred Hall shows in a long time. I'm really excited for this year.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I get nervous. I'm always nervous, you know. I am absolutely convinced 3 hours before opening on Wednesday that nobody's going to show up. no one can talk me out of it. That's just how it goes. But you know what? It's certainly possible for this to be one of the best ever. As Mike and I look at that map, everybody's up their game. Everybody's bringing better products, better displays, bigger displays. I mean, this is basically, you know, a trade show for the consumer right now.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. When you see it laid out, it's going to be really beautiful, both Long Beach and San Diego. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and that we will have what we feel is our very best, you know, call them deals, you know, closeouts and special buys and things like that that we did. And then just on our own discounts on all of our first-rate stuff, we think that this will be our very best show we've ever done. And we're doing something special that we've never done, and that we are going to hold a couple of things back just for the Del Mar show. You know, we get such a hard time sometimes from our customers that aren't able to go to Long Beach. Oh, we ran out of things. So we've done enough preparing for Fred Hall show that we think we're going to have the best Long Beach, you know, show that we've ever had, and we're going to save some special things only available for Del Mar.
You know, that's what makes you guys the best. You know, your long-term planning, your commitment to the industry, your commitment to the customer, it's been a real pleasure doing business with you for all these years.
Yeah, we're excited, buddy. Well, Bart, we can't wait. It's just a few weeks away, man. We're pumped up for the show, and we're excited.
Hey, Bart.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Jenny's here, and Jenny says she thinks Debbie and her ought to be in one of those kayaks.
I guarantee it.
I like that. That's a good call. Well, Bart, we can't wait. Appreciate the check-in, buddy, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Okay, see you soon.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate that. Well, the phones are packed, Ron. Let's jump back into them. How about we start this one off with John? John's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Ron, first a comment. I want to thank you for giving me more than a fair price for my trade-in that helped me get into the new Outback, and thanks to you and your staff for your great customer service. I love that thing.
Oh, that's great. That's cool. The new Outback. You have the new Outback. This is, I remember that. You traded in the Pro Angler, the older one, and you got the new Outback. And that, how fun is that boat?
It's so versatile. I use it for more than fishing. I'll take laps around Lake Miramar just to get exercise when the, you know.
That's what I always say that. It's a great way to disguise your exercise with fun. I have to do that, by the way.
So my question is, in a kayak division, is a live well required, or is it the kind of thing where you take a photo with the fish laying on a ruler?
No, it's you basically bring the fish in, and you know, they weigh them. It's just a tradition they do, and it's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, I've been at that line when those guys are waiting in line to weigh the fish. It's great.
Yeah, a live weigh-in is highly encouraged but not mandatory. So in this particular tournament, you do not get docked points if the fish don't make it in alive. They will donate the fish, you know, to an appropriate, you know, place afterwards. But, you know, live weigh-in is very highly encouraged, but you are not, and it is also not mandatory. And they did that for the reason of not wanting to eliminate anybody from the tournament. If you were two guys in a small boat that didn't have the ability to have an alive well, that was never made mandatory either. So highly encouraged, but not necessity.
Too.
Yep, exactly. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, John. And you need to be there.
Yeah, it's a fun one, man. It's a really, really good time.
And also next week, you know, when we have Derwin coming, I've talked to him quite a bit about this, and he's for guys. I mean, and I'm not sure how much tournament fishing you've done, John, but he's the kind of guy that can translate really well. He can talk to you about how to go out and have success. Everybody wants to step up their game. If you're getting better at something, it's more fun. It's more fun to meet more friends, to have like-minded guys. So this is a great way to meet the kayak community, particularly with a club that works so hard for it. It's just like a carnival. It's just fun.
Meant to be. John, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. We look forward to seeing you next week at the seminar, and hopefully we'll see you the following at the tournament itself. Hey, once you catch them, you got to be able to cook them, and that's how we always look to our man, Yanni from Fisherman's Belly, who's on the line right now. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning to all the fishermen out there. You know, today's show, I've been a kayak fisherman for 20 years, and I just absolutely love it. And I've been a tournament fisherman back in the early days with the Classic Navy, and it's just a total blast. I completely agree with you guys. It's a great way to get to know the community. And once you guys get to know the community and you find out some fishing techniques, I have a brand new video that teaches dummies how to sear tuna the easiest and simplest way. So I can't wait for you guys to even take a look at this recipe. It's insane.
Well, certainly a great call, especially with all that great bluefin, yellowfin tuna fishing that we had. I know lots of people have some good stock of tuna and always looking for a good way to be able to put it to use. And your videos are great, Yanni, and you know, this one might be called Seared Tuna for Dummies, but I'm a guy that needs the dummy version of a lot of things. And I'm really excited to check this one out.
You know, to be truthful with you guys, I'm the real dummy here because I've been searing my tuna this way for the longest time, and then I said, you know what? I've got to share this with people because this is the best way to sear tuna. So check out the video. You guys, you'll be amazed.
And we can find it on fishermansbelly.com. I know very shortly we'll have it up on the Angler's Table section of our website at letstalkhookup.com as well. Such a great resource for utilizing your fish. You know, your website is done so well by categories, and you make very easy-to-follow videos and recipes for us all to step up our game a little bit, Yanni. We really appreciate you putting in all the hard work.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, you guys.
Hey, I appreciate it very much, man. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Again, jumping right back into the phones. This time, we're going to talk to Mike calling us from Rosemead. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning there, Rick and Ron. Let me think about this. You got a 180, 360. I wonder in the future there's going to be room for a 540. I don't know.
We doing donuts.
With a grab.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, back in the 60s, growing up as a kid, I used to watch Bud and Sandy hop on their little skiff at the dock right there where they lived in Florida. You know, watching this show Flipper, I go, man, I dream of living that lifestyle. And it seems like, Ron, probably you've come pretty close to living it like that. I don't know. But anyway, I got a story, not a story. I want to ask you if there's any stories about these furry little harbor seals or maybe a sea lion coming around, hanging around the kayak when you're out there fishing. And I don't know. Have you ever had that experience?
Oh, you bet. You bet. In fact, the craziest one I had happened this year on Cedros Island. We had gone all the way. I mean, we're mothership fishing, right? So we have three kayaks, three kayaks on each ponga, and we had two of them, and we went around the North Point and fished this really insane area. I mean, nobody goes there.
Yeah, especially in kayak. Nobody goes there, period, let alone.
And so we launched, and there's all these rock structures and caves, and, oh, it was like the prettiest place on earth. I didn't even care if I caught a fish. It was rubbernecking it. But I went between, I was paddling my kayak. I broke away from the group, and I was going through this big crack, a point that had a crack in it with caves and stuff. And wow. as I go through this big, like, channel crack thing in these rocks, four seals pop up in front of me, and they're looking like, I don't know, I think they probably had bandanas on their heads. They look like gangsters.
Yeah, you're
in
our hood.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sitting myself asking, well, I've got reverse on this kayak. Am I going to back out of this or am I going forward? And I kind of took a big breath and went, no, I'm going forward. Well, so as I charged them, they all left. They were just like standing with their chest puffed out looking at me. They didn't want any of this. But, I don't know. They were probably looking at those fins thinking, man, she's sleek. But as I went through that thing, I'm going, well, that's weird. They just scattered. Well, so later that day, I'm thinking, oh, I'm all puffed up. And a whole bunch of juvenile seals were kind of like acting like this was their zone on this kelp paddy, uh-huh. This big paddy. And as I was, you know, moving around next to them, they all charged me and jumped right in front of my kayak and dove up in the air, down underneath me and split. But the last one took his fin and splashed me.
Wow.
I felt like I was in a SeaWorld show.
Like Nat Geo stuff. How cool.
I'm going, and I looked over at Jeff. He was in the powerboat with all the, you know, the guy, all of us kayak fishermen. He was keeping track of us.
Tendering.
Yeah. And I looked at him. I go, did you see that? The guys just hosed me down. I'm going, what the heck? And
what a cool story.
Yeah, but it was a little bit a feeling of like, huh, this is their, this is their, you know, they do have such the ability to swim so fast and maneuver. They literally just showed me who was boss.
That's so pretty cool. That's a good story.
I felt a little humbled.
I believe that. Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up we talk to Rick? He's calling us from Temecula. What's up, Rick? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question about inflatables. I had seen some at the Fred Hall last year, and I'm thinking about getting one for me and my son. And I just kind of wanted to find out the durability, the stability when you get out on the bay, how, you know, it gets kind of choppy.
Great question.
But then the second question I have, actually, after I heard somebody talk about a trade-in, is tell me a little bit about the used kayaks you sell.
Well, any of the Hobies, we take trade-ins on. In fact, we trade in most any kayaks. Kayaks are great sellers. My biggest competition is Craigslist. You know, I mean, come on. Everybody has, you know, they come in and they shop and they go, well, let's see what Craigslist has.
And I understand that. So we always have trade-ins at the store, mm-hmm. which are probably priced better than what's on Craigslist. But at any rate, the trade-in thing is how we get a majority of them. Sometimes we have event boats, demo boats, things like that. We'll create used boats. That stuff's always going on, and it's real active. But I liked your question, your first question about the I-11. That's an inflatable BART. Now, this guy, I mean, when he says he wants to put 360s in a pool, I just said, absolutely, I'm in. He had this idea. He came to the store. I think they were down visiting, and he came by our store, and he saw us selling about three or four of those I-11s, and he saw, what is going on? And we were demonstrating how to put them up and how to put them. They actually go back in the bag. You know, when you put an inflatable up, 90% of the time it'll never go back in the bag. So he goes, I got an idea. So he came up with that idea of having the I-11 show up and blow up contest to see who could do it the quickest. And I go, what a great idea. Those things literally go from bag to boat, and we have a video of this at the store, in 4.5 minutes.
Wow.
But the key is they actually go back into the bag in 3.5 minutes. And we have that all on video, super fast, you know, on a timed video with a timer in the foreground showing you how many seconds it takes. I'm just so impressed with that boat. And stability, it's the most stable boat we have. It's also the fastest boat we have.
Really?
It's the most comfortable boat we have. My wife absolutely loves the thing.
I wouldn't have thought that.
I know. It blew my mind. And it's really a game changer in the inflatable kayak, you know, thing, venue or grouping.
Yeah.
Hobie makes four different inflatables, but I only carry one. Mm-hmm. That I-11 is so much better than anything else. I'll order you one, but I'm not going to inventory them.
Now, what if you're a fisherman? What about, you know, fishing and, you know, your gear and things like that? Is it just an extra careful? They're pretty
yes.
darn durable as far as inflatables go, that kind of stuff. What's your realistic thought on being a fisherman and using that as your fishing kayak?
Yeah, well, I have one, and I do that. And that's that story when Debbie and I always wanted to, you know, lake fish.
Yeah.
So we went to Mammoth. You know, nobody tells you how beautiful it is up there.
Oh, the best.
I can't believe it. We showed up, we blowed up, and at 20 minutes from when I parked the car, our boats were blown up, and I was already on a trout.
That's cool.
Stopped at Max on the way up there. What a great fishing store that is.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe the place. I walked in, I said, hey, look, I'm a kook at this.
Yeah.
What do I need? He gave me everything. Went up to the lake. 20 minutes from when we parked, we were on a trout.
That's cool.
I just couldn't believe it. And now, but back to that boat on its second year out, which was 2 years ago, it was our biggest seller. That blows my mind. Out of all those Hobie products, that I-11 was our biggest seller because you can put it on a boat,
yeah,
mothership it. You can put it in a motorhome. We had two of them just sitting in the back of the van, and we went up to Mammoth, and I didn't have to worry about boats on top of my car.
Sure, everything down.
Yeah, or worrying about it while you're in the hotel or whatever.
Totally.
You know, you're not looking out the window going, is it still there?
Yeah. It's a cool deal, man.
The great questions.
Yeah, Rick, we appreciate it very much. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's try to sneak one more in there real fast and talk to Hills, Connors Ventura. Hills, got about 30 seconds for you.
Hey, good morning, Ron and Ricky. My question is on the, I never registered my kayak. Am I required, and are there any restrictions, local jurisdictions where you're not allowed to launch off their beach? Because I understand some places you're not allowed to launch like a boat, you know.
Right.
So what's the deal on that?
Well, if you put a motor on a kayak, you have to register it. But if you don't put a motor on a kayak, you don't need to register
it. Perfect.
Yeah, and as far as restrictions, let me tell you, state, city, county, all these different places have different rules.
Sure.
It's just so maddening to figure it out.
Yep.
Go to some new lake and you go, what?
Got to stay in touch with the local. Good call. Appreciate the phone call, Hills, very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new Anza Filet knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. The big winner of the Anza Filet Knife and the 2020 Bill Varnay Sport Fishing Calendar is John in Mira Mesa. John, congratulations. Ron, we say it every time. I have no clue how 2 hours can go by that fast.
Yeah, what was that all about?
It was great. What a great time. Again, recap, we've got such a great event coming up next Sunday, the 8th annual Bay Bass Seminar and Sale in your backyard. I can't wait, man.
If you're sitting there wondering if you should buy a kayak, come down to this event. You'll meet people that have them. You can try them, and we have a great deal on them that day. One-day sale. If you're thinking of getting you and your son one, or you and your wife, get on it.
It's sale, seminars, deals on boats, all the people, all the vendors, Traeger, Salty Dog, Salty Crew beer. It's just a fun event for everybody. It's totally free, and you can see, like we were talking about, the family atmosphere that Ron and Fastlane puts together. You're going to get to see it firsthand, and you'll know there's no other place to go buy a Hobie kayak. It's the spot, man. We dig it. We're really excited, Ron, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Glad to be here.
Somebody wants to do it, wants to get more information in the meantime. How do we find you, and how do we get more info on the sale?
Just call us at 619-222-0766. Right down there at Dana Landing.
Can't wait, buddy. We'll see you on Sunday. Going to be a great time. We'll look forward to seeing you, and we'll look forward to having you next weekend. Another couple of great shows. Next Saturday, Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing to be in here talking our favorite island. And next Sunday, again, live from Dana Landing with Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. Going to be a great time. Big thanks to Ron. Big thanks to Adam and Brian on the other side of the glass for keeping us rolling. Great show. We will look forward to talking to you next Saturday and Sunday on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.